The stronger you are trapped in the egoic sense of self, the more you will emphasize the otherness of others. And others will all become reduced to walking caricatures, because the few labels that you have about them, you reduce them. And they're basically all caricatures. And sometimes when people, you listen to people, they mention about somebody they met or somebody they know and see how stupid that person is, and they have a few judgments. And when you listen to that, you see this caricature of this strange, distorted human being. And when you meet them, you say, this is the person you were talking about? Yeah. And so the animal is not burdened by the continuous stream of thinking. It does not have a conceptual identity like the humans. So it hasn't separated itself. So it can be an access point for some humans into being, where they can be with a being without, and it is, for some humans, it's the moment when they actually, thought subsides, when they pat their dog, or you have a purring cat on your chest. Suddenly you think, thought becomes more quiet, and you have a space of stillness. You feel the purring of a cat on your chest. Or simply to watch an animal can be, if you can truly watch, it can take you out of your mind and you become present because the animal is present. And the same with the realm of nature, the trees and the flowers and the blades of grass, they are all present. They are all surrendered to life, one with life, a beautiful temporary expression of the one life. And so for some humans, that's their only access point. And for some, even that doesn't work anymore. I knew someone with a very strong ego who had ego battles with her cat. If the cat didn't come, she had the kitchen window open, and the cat one evening didn't appear, and she was, where's my cat? And then she would shut the window and said, if she doesn't want to see me, I don't want to see her. And so the poor cat had to stay outside all night. That also happens, so there are cases where humans cannot even relate to animals anymore. And so we see millions and millions of humans living in a pseudo-reality with a sense of self that is ultimately a fiction, that is always insufficient, always feeling a sense of lack, always needing more, always even needing to make enemies so that it can still define itself as me and the other, needing some kind of conflict so that its separate sense of self can remain intact. What can I be in conflict with today? What can I complain about now so that I can feel a little bit more myself? Ah, there it is.